The Chinese Communist Party is facing calls to end the policy of limiting families to one child. It's one of the most difficult issues that the party will face as it prepares to install a new generation of leaders to run China for the next decade. The one-child policy was originally introduced to curb population growth, but latest figures show that the birth rate is now way below the level needed to sustain the economy. Our correspondent, Damien Grammaticus, travelled to a province west of Shanghai for this report.
The playground at the Two Rivers School in Anhui Province looks full of children. The boys playing ping pong, the girls skipping. The incredible fact is that in the past 15 years, almost two-thirds of all primary schools in China have closed down for lack of children. That's because China's birth rate has collapsed from a high point of 25 million births a year in the 1980s to just 15 million births every year today, driven down by the one-child policy coupled with a richer society that's having fewer and fewer children. Academics say China urgently needs to lift its birth rate. Businessmen are concerned there will soon be a shortage of young workers. Many ordinary Chinese have been outraged by recent cases of women forced to abort babies as late as 7 months into pregnancy. Shocking photographs of one aborted child spread widely on the internet. It all means that a new generation of leaders who'll soon take over at the top of the Communist Party will find they're under growing pressure to end their increasingly unpopular one-child policy.